What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it is an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday, and this is where I want to once again point out, if you're watching on YouTube or Twitch, I'm going to hold it up to the camera, and you can see we've got these awesome beer glasses that say Football Friday, Sports Radio 610, a couple helmets on there, and you've got Academy Sports and Outdoors, their logo, because they're sponsoring it. On one side, and on the other side, you've got Payne and Pendergast, man. You have Payne and Pendergast right there, silhouettes of me and Seth. And you're probably like, how can I get hold of one of those amazing beer glasses? If you come out to Talyard Brewing Company in Sugarland this afternoon with Clint and Show, the drive will be out there, and they're going to be giving these glasses away. So you just got to, all you got to do is show up. But it's limited supply, so it's first come, first serve. There's four different designs. We're going to do a different one each week. So today is Payne and Pendergast. So Seth and I would ask kindly that enough of you get out there to where there's a line out the door and around the parking lot.
Right.
Yeah.
For Pendergast and Payne.
See, yes. It can go either way. Yeah. It says Payne and Pendergast on the glass.
And it's etched in there. It's not just some cheesy, you know, paint job or something.
Quality.
It's going to fade over time.
Etched.
These are dishwasher safe.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. And good in the freezer and good to pour a nice cold beer into. So, so go see the fellas out there. One per person. But they're going to be giving them away. Get out there early. Hang out with the guys. Should be a fun Friday as we get ready for week one of the NFL season. So let's start doing that right here. We've been doing it throughout the show. Nick Caserio, whose voice you just heard on that little hotkey right there from Penn, was on Texans All Access earlier this week. Let's start with Nick Caserio talking about the Rams' defense.
Really good coaching staff, really good coordinators, and offensively and defensively, they have a lot of good football players. Great program top to bottom, significant challenge in front of us. It starts at the top, you know, with Coach McVay and Les. They put together an unbelievable team. They have a lot of continuity and a lot of stability that's been put in place on the defensive side of the ball. Chris Shula is defensive coordinator. Really good coach. You mentioned the defensive side of the football. Probably, we'll see how it goes. We're going to see a number of good fronts throughout the course of the year, but really 1-4 and 1-5, if you include Puna Ford, who they signed in the offseason, who's kind of a little, I'd say, an underrated, not really talked about very much, but he's going to help their team. But between Fisk, Kobe, you know, Young, and Verse, and Ford, everything starts with the front. I mean, they've done an unbelievable job. They cause a lot of problems. So, I mean, it's going to be a big part of the game. Have a number of players at the linebacker and secondary level, very instinctive, some younger players, some veteran players, and they drafted Kitchens last year. So, good safety group. And then I would say Lake kind of fills some of the roles that Petrie does for us, kind of nickel to safety. Another undrafted or late round player. And have some experience at corner with Witherspoon and Williams. So this is a pretty deep football team on the defensive side of the ball.
It starts and ends with the defensive line, right?
It's interesting when you talk about the Rams because they have a lot of really good young players, but they weren't good against the run last year, and that was part of the focus of their offseason. That's why they brought Puna Ford in there. Puna Ford is a really strong physical defensive lineman. He was one of the few Chargers defenders last year in the playoffs who played well against the Texans, kept playing well throughout the entire game, made a lot of plays in the backfield. He comes over to the Rams in free agency, and it is. There's, you look across the board, they run a 3-4, so the five guys that are on the defensive line, every single one of them is a really good football player.
Yeah.
And a lot of where you can test and hopefully hurt the Rams is at the second level and in the secondary, but you got to give your quarterback time to get there first, or you got to get the running back through that front line first. And that's a challenge with as I don't know if you guys have noticed, as we've talked about it in the offseason, but offensive line has been a point of emphasis for a while now.
D'Amico noticed because he's sick of it. He's sick of us.
This is the whole, I honestly, if you were to do a, if you're going to write a Hollywood script about this, Sean, you would, let's say, and it was a movie about Nick Caserio.
Mm-hmm.
It would be Nick Caserio in draft day, except this is Nick Caserio opening day of the season.
Yeah.
All right. What's the challenge the hero faces? People question whether he can ever get to, put together a good offensive line for the Texans. Can he draft good defense, a good offensive lineman? Week one of the season, you're going against five really good defensive linemen / edge rushers. And one of the guys you chose in the draft is going to be starting against them in Ariante Ursi
at left tackle.
You've got a hodgepodge of it's like the Dirty Dozen out there at the other four spots.
Yeah,
combination of miscreants and ne'er-do-wells out there that you're putting on the starting offensive line. How can they fare versus these top-notch defensive linemen? If I were a Hollywood scriptwriter, the Texans would take one on the chin this first game.
That's right.
This would be the big challenge.
That's the
challenge. This would be the test.
Because you got to come back from some adversity along
the
way.
Yes, yes.
Yep.
I don't listen. Life doesn't have to be like a Hollywood movie. I'd like it to be 17 straight weeks of unblemished success by the offensive line as they very boringly just roll through anybody and everybody, okay? Let's not make this a good Hollywood movie.
I don't care about PFF scores. I don't care about win rate. I want our offensive line to have an 11% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
I don't need this to be, oh, the offensive line gets decimated. Meanwhile, Nick has a flashback to his childhood when his evil stepmother told him, "You'll never draft good offensive linemen, you idiot."
A wart on her nose.
Yeah.
She's hideous.
Yeah, yeah.
She's...
And that's what drives him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That totally
proving
makes
his evil stepmother wrong. I hope he doesn't have a stepmother in real life.
I don't think he does. I don't think he does.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so let's hear from Caserio again. That's the challenge for the Texans offensively, the Rams defense. How about this offense that the Texans defense is going to be going against?
Offensively, you mentioned it, Johnny. Everything starts with Matthew. Yeah. I mean, one of the best quarterbacks in the history of the league, borderline Hall of Famer. He's going to be there. He's as tough as any player in the league. And if he can't go, I mean, they basically have another starting quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo. Adams is obviously a big signing for them this offseason. I'd say the Adams acquisition, along with the drafting of Ferguson at tight end, is going to make a big imprint on the offense. And they drafted Hunter in the fourth round, similar we drafted Woody Marks. And I think he's probably going to make a little bit of impact for him at some point, understanding Kyren's as good of an all-around back in the league. But deep at tight end, good receiver group. And you throw Puka in there, who, I mean, Puka's career kind of speaks for himself to this point. And then they have some players in the kicking game that can be a factor. So this is a very good football team. They won the NFC West. They made it to the divisional round, had Philly on the rope. So we understand the challenge in front of us on the road opening day, so which brings some challenges in and of itself. Yeah. But hopefully our team will be ready to go.
Yeah, the offense, if you look at the receivers, are the, you know, the ticket items there. And obviously Matt Stafford, if he's healthy, if he's feeling good, if he's playing at his best. And he's 37 years old as well. And last year wasn't his best season. 37 is still a number that not a lot of quarterbacks make it past. There's like kind of two. Some quarterbacks fizzle out at 34, and then it seems the ones who make it past 34 make it to 37.
Yeah.
And then it's really rare the guys that just go beyond that and remain really, really good.
He's taken a pounding throughout his career.
Yeah.
We forget he was with Detroit for over a decade. He's taken a beating. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it really, it just comes down to, on their side of the ball, can they protect Matt Stafford? And I think they're going to get rid of the ball really quickly. Mm-hmm. Given his back considerations, given the fact that their starting left tackle had blood clots all preseason long and just got back to practice this week, I think they're going to be measured in how many shots they take downfield. Because as good as Puka Nacua and Devontae Adams are and Tutu Atwell, they're going up against a really good secondary. So you can't just go into the game if you're the Rams thinking you're going to sit there and carve them up with seven-step drops all day long while the Texans have these guys rushing off the edge.
I think it's a big key, man, to Nick mentioned Kyren Williams, and he's one of the better all-around backs in football. Man, just keep Stafford in down-and-distance situations where he can't hit you with the quick game. You know, like that run game, all the things that happened to the Texans last year, getting in 2nd-and-10 and 2nd-and-12, be stout in that run game defensive line and put Stafford in situations where he can't rely on just getting the ball out fast.
Yeah, I 100% agree with what Clint said earlier this week, is that this, in a lot of respects, I mean, depending on what your definition of boring is, I don't think it's going to be a high-flying aerial attack by either team.
Yep.
I think it's going to be a whole lot of running the ball and setting up play action.
Yes.
And that's what makes sense for both sides. You've got protection concerns for both quarterbacks. Matt Stafford, because of his health and age, and because they're going against a good pass rush, C.J. Stroud, because you just don't flat out know what you have in this offensive line
right
now. So the best way to help out that offensive line is to run, set up the play action, and take your shots there. And then also a heavy dose of the quick passing game for the Texans. Lower the level of difficulty for the Texans' offensive line. Don't put it on them. Put it on just grinding the clock. And I think this game, if I had to put an over-under on how long the game takes to play out, I think it's going to be less than 3 hours.
Okay.
Well, I think this will be a 2-hour and 57-minute-long game.
As the host of the post-game show, I like your prognostication a lot. That gets me home by about 9 o'clock. That would
especially
be good.
Especially for a game that starts a little bit later.
Yeah. It gets me home at a reasonable hour. That's good. Text
what is
message.
The average length of it? About 3 hours these days.
It's like about three, a little over three, maybe 3:05, 3:10, something like that.
Text 3 hours, 12 minutes.
Yeah,
according to this one website.
I'm so just thinking
2 hours, 57 minutes is a pretty quick game.
That's a quick one. Yeah, that's a quick one. We would take that. Seth is 100% correct. These elitist, I view sports in a superior way to all the plebes are jackasses.
Jackasses.
You just called Wright a jackass.
We had an idea for a segment we wanted to start doing is stat-free baseball. Because I think that, I mean, it's hard to talk about baseball without statistics. Really, really hard. But I think it's a point where it's swung so far over to now it's hard to read an article about baseball where it's not just a whole bunch of advanced stats with some connecting phrases in between.
Yeah, advanced stats with a lot of the not GPS, but a lot of the radar gun stuff. You know,
yeah, X and it's Velo, cool. It's cool, but it just becomes a big blur after a while. I think McTaggart still does a really good job of using the advanced stats very selectively and telling a story around it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll have to start sometime before the end of the baseball season. Let's do a stat-free baseball segment.
I like it. I like it. All right, final segment coming up. We'll find out what the guys on In the Loop have going on. Let's stack this NFL card. This is NFL week one, man. It's not just the Texans. We've got a pretty nice card of games going here, too, and I think all playing into some major storylines in the NFL. We will stack the NFL card for you. We'll talk to the guys on In the Loop. We'll find out what the question of the day is. We'll do that coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.